Hey, Devin, what was better about what the defense was able to do on third down today against the Jets?
Mainly execution. We had talked about it during the week. A lot of our third down comes down to an individual matchup, just someone winning it, whether it's in a pass rush, whether it's in coverage, just trying to execute that and play better. You know, it wasn't, you know, most of our breakdowns were, you know, a guy makes a good catch or, you know, we should be a little tighter or, you know, we just miss a sack and the quarterback gets out of the pocket. So I thought we just did a better job of executing and finishing those plays.
You guys certainly finished strong. Talk about that near interception you almost had. I know you wanted it bad.
Yeah, I don't even want to talk about it. That was that wasn't the best play I've made. But I think it was just all of us playing tighter on coverage, trying to make sure we didn't give up, you know, easy throw, pitch and catches. So overall, I thought we did a good job of recognizing what they were trying to do when we were in man and then in zone, playing alert and finishing plays.
Devin, I know football players are trained to play in any kind of conditions and weather. This one, is this one going to your scrapbook? Is this something you'll talk about years from now, the weather?
It's cold. It was definitely cold, and as much as I hate to admit it, practicing outside during the week definitely helped. We hated every part of being out there and practicing, but, you know, I think everybody came out there today and was like, oh, this isn't as bad as Thursday practice. So, you know, mentally I think that already gives you a nod when you go into the game. Like, hey, it is what it is. It was worse Thursday. We got through that. So I think everyone, you know, the weather, we understood the different things that it causes, whether it was, you know, with the wind blowing and things like that. But it didn't affect us in a negative way.
Can I ask you what does it cause?
Just with ball direction, you know, deep balls when you're with the wind, offense trying to take advantage of that with the quarter and when it shifts. You know, you want to throw the ball downfield because you have the wind, you know, field goal position. Things like that is what we talk about situationally, but I think guys understood that and didn't let it affect them mentally.
Devin, your thoughts on clinching that number one seed and what that means to this team?
It was all a part of the process for us. You know, I think obviously we knew that was at stake, but it was more important to come out here and play well and finish doing what we started doing. So now we get into that second part of the season, that new season where, you know, really everything else we've done doesn't really matter. It's all about how you play your next game. And, you know, what better way than do that at home in front of our fans and playing here and the comfort of everything. That's how we want it to be, and that's what we've earned this year.
Hey, Dev, I know it's only been one game, but can you talk about James Harrison? And he had two sacks at the end of the game and what he brings to this football team?
Yeah, the guy's been focused all week, you know, picking everything up. Great work ethic, you know, I think. Younger guys, you know, a lot of younger guys on the team compared to him can learn from him. And I think we all saw that from day one when he came in here bright and early, getting whatever he needs done. So it was good just to see him out there playing and then to end the game the way he did was how we want to end defensively.
Now, Devin, this is the seventh season that Patriots finished with 13 win season. What does that tell about the excellence of this football team?
Can I say what Gronk said? You know, I've been here 8 years, so I guess if it came down to drafting me and Gronk, you know, that made the big difference. Probably a little bit more him, but I'll throw my name in there too.
Devin, just to go back to the cold again, what's the toughest part about playing in these kind of conditions?
Just staying warm. I mean, I think all the players know, like, you keep your feet and hands warm, you'll usually be all right, so... I'm a sleeves guy, but we got a lot of guys out there no sleeves. So to me, it's just doing whatever you need to go out there and play well.
Hey, Devin, very similar to that question, but number one seed means you're going to be playing at home, means you could play more cold weather games. Is there anything you're going to take away from this game or this week of practice for the rest of the playoffs?
We won't have to take much because we'll be right back in the cold next week. So, you know, I think for us, you know, since April, or not April, May, whenever we start OTAs and we're outside, you know, Bill stands up here every morning and he says, whatever it is, we're in it. So get your stuff on and be ready. So, you know, we had days in June where it was 40 degrees raining and we were outside and no different this week. You know, day, I think it was like 4 degrees, -6 or -7. Like we were outside, hour and a half practice. So to me, that day-to-day of being out there practicing, that continues to build us up and make us mentally stronger.
Two final questions, Terrace Holden.
Is this team ready for a playoff run?
I hope so, because that's the only thing that's left on this season. And but I don't think there's a – you can't look at the end of the season and say, you know, we're ready. To me, it's a day-by-day, week-by-week. We got to come in here for the bye week. The days we're in here, get stuff done. You know, since I've been here, that's always been a huge week for us to fix some things, whether it's put something new in or fix a problem that happened. Like, whatever we need to do, usually it finds a way to help us and, you know, one of these games in the playoffs. And, you know, that's huge. And I think we got to understand the urgency of preparing and not kind of, you know, going into this week like, hey, we made it, we're in the playoffs, everything will be all right. But understanding that we still got work to do.
Sorry, two final questions, Karen. Devin, between how the team started opening night, the injuries, the ups and downs that occurred during the year, can you talk about the resiliency and, you know, just basically how you got through the year to arrive to where you're at right now?
Yeah, I think Slate just talked about that in the locker room and said it best. You know, those things we went through, you know, when you wrap up 2017 season, molded us, shaped us, you know, made us a team. You know, put pressure on us individually and as a team. And, you know, you look back at that now and reflect, we needed all that. You know, we needed to go through certain things. Obviously, we would like all the guys that are hurt to be healthy. You know, I think every team that has injuries would like that. But I think going through those things, going through that adversity, you know, losing High, losing Jules, that builds your character. And I think this team needed all of those steps. And, you know, you look back at it now, it was a great thing to go through and stick together. You know, obviously after week one, it was a lot of sky was falling here. And, you know, I think this building just stayed up. You know, we just kept pushing forward. And, you know, that's what this team is now. You know, a team that stood strong through, you know, some wins and all of that. And, you know, we're here now with the chance to go out there and play in the playoffs.
Last question.
Devin, most of the offense, a good part of the defense, had no sleeves out on in the cold. Is that a point of pride for a lot of you guys, being a cold-weather team? And is having sleeves sort of a mark of shame for some guys?
I don't know. I think it's stupidity. But, I mean, to each his own, you know. I'm putting my sleeves on. I used to be a guy that tried to go no sleeves, but when you got to go out there and play, you got to do what makes you comfortable. So, I mean, but a lot of those guys, no sleeves, you should see them come to the sideline screaming for the jacket. So, you know, I'm a little more comfy on the sideline. Thank you.